This is Leo, coming at you from actualized.org. And in this video, I really want to focus in and talk about vision. I want to give you a very palpable understanding of what it means to have true vision for your life. Okay, welcome back. So let's talk about vision. You might notice that I talk about vision a lot in my videos. I talk about vision as it relates to generating motivation. I talk about vision as it's necessary to break through some of the bad habits that you have and limiting beliefs and sticking with your goals and creating a powerful life. But even though I talk about vision a lot, I keep repeating myself and I keep giving you the specifics. But what you're getting is you're getting the logic of it. And that does not do vision justice. That is not what vision is. And I'm still convinced that you do not really have a sense for what it means to have vision for your life. To create an amazing life. I want you to create an amazing life. To do that, you need to go to the next level. This is both a combination of logic and subconscious thinking, intuition, tapping into your highest self, and emotion. It's all of it. It's all of it combined, rolled up into a ball, and taken to the nth degree. That's what it really means to have vision. And to get this across to you, to get this idea across to you, what I thought I would do is I would show you my vision. I would share with you my vision for myself. What inspires me? What motivates me? What drives me? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? What is it that I see out there for myself? I want to share that with you. And to do this properly, it can't come from the head. It can't come from logic. It can't come from memory. I can't rehearse a speech. I can't read off of any notes. To do this properly, it has to come from my highest self. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a second to center myself to see if I can tap into my highest self and really connect with that vision and share it with you the way that I feel it inside. So this is a little bit tricky, which is why I'm going to have to center myself. Okay, here it goes. Okay, what is my vision? What am I really after in this life? What do I really see out there for me? What do I see? What gets me up in the morning? What gets me working? Well, let's see. I see myself completely financially independent. I see myself as a millionaire. I see myself having so much money that I don't care about money. I see myself traveling the world. I see myself sitting on a beach meditating somewhere tropical like Fiji or Hawaii or Bali or the Philippines or one of those beaches in Thailand that you see on the magazine covers. I see myself being an inspiration to other people, not through any kind of show or pretense or built-up image, but by genuinely working on myself to such a degree that people are inspired by what is possible for them. I see myself as having the opportunity to influence people. I see myself as being able to go out there and set an example, as being someone who is fairly ordinary, turning my life into the most that I can make of it and sharing that and documenting it and sharing all my insights and all my knowledge, but more importantly, showing people that it's possible and showing the arc that I took so that someone who is coming from a similar position that I was coming from, where I didn't really know much. I wasn't particularly blessed with a lot of money to start with. I wasn't particularly blessed with anything special in my life. I just had a pretty normal, what you might call, childhood. And I picture myself seeing that there's something wrong with this fucking world. There's something wrong with it. There's something wrong when people are working boring, lame, 9-to-5 jobs, and what they're doing at that job, whether they're the grunt level employee of that company or they're the top level CEO. The fact is that the whole point of that company is working towards something that is wrong. It's not honoring anything good in life. It's taking life for granted. It's taking the miracle of this life for granted. Literally everything in reality is a miracle. There is no distinction between a miracle and the ordinary thing. It's all the same. But we are so conditioned. We take everything so for granted. We take for granted the fact that our lives are so short that we forget about all that. I see myself as having the opportunity, if I really work on myself, if I really master my psychology, and I completely master it, I have the opportunity to show the world that this is possible for an ordinary person to do. And for me, that's powerful. I picture a kid sitting there stumbling upon one of my videos or something that I wrote. A kid 500 years from now that stumbles upon it, who has no life trajectory. He stumbles upon it and he sees what I'm communicating, and more importantly, he sees what I'm demonstrating, and he goes, wow, I didn't even know that was possible. That's possible? You can do that in this life? There's more to life than what there seems to be. There's more to my psychology, to reality, than what there seems to be. Like, I can actually master myself. I can work on myself to such a degree that I can transform my life to such a level that I will not even recognize where I came from. It will be unbelievable to look back and to see where I came from. It will just be a figment of my imagination. That's possible. It's possible to do that. It's amazing that this is possible in reality, and yet we all take it for granted. And I see myself as being someone who can show this to other people, because for one reason or another, I don't think that I'm special, but for some reason or another, I'm tapping into this and I see something there. I see like a spark. I see a spark amidst this big murky cloud, this spark of something greater that we all should be striving towards, and we're not, because we're all caught up in the pettiness of life. I see that, and I have the opportunity. I have the opportunity to work on myself to bring this out, because right now I'm still not there yet. I see for myself an amazing life. Personally, I see that ultimately I stop even caring about myself. But before I get there, I see the fact that I get to travel the world. I see the fact that I get to live and have condos all across the entire world. I get to live in Sydney. I get to live in Dubai. I get to live in somewhere tropical. I get to have a cabin somewhere where it's cold, in the mountains. I get to go and I get to apprentice with amazing people. I get to do an apprenticeship for Zen. I get to do an apprenticeship for consciousness work. I get to do whatever I want in my life. I get to interact with amazing people because I provide so much value that amazing people want to be around me, and they want to provide me with value in return. And I'm completely happy to give value without needing anything back. Not caring about money, not caring about approval, not needing any kind of validation, just because it makes me feel good. And I want that demonstrated for you. And I want that demonstrated for posterity, for all the people that are going to come and hopefully see these videos in the future. Like, that is powerful. That's powerful. I see myself buying a nice house for my mom when she retires, because she will never be able to afford one for herself. I see myself being able to take care of my family. I see myself as being able to take care of my health and the health of my entire family. I see myself living super healthy. I see myself with an amazing body until I'm 100 years old, because I take care of my health and my nutrition and my fitness. I see myself just being proud of being an excellent human being. I see myself having amazing sex. I see myself having sex in threesomes. I see myself having sex in foursomes and fivesomes, doing crazy, ridiculous things. I see myself having sex, casual sex. I see myself having deep, intimate sex. I see myself mastering hypnosis. I see myself doing amazing, ridiculous things in the bedroom. I see myself having sex with that perfect 10, my perfect 10, that beautiful girl that I want, the shape that I want, the personality that I want, that perfect girl that I attracted, that is completely in love with me, that I worked my ass off in order to develop myself to get. And I see myself fucking her somewhere in Fiji, in a hut, in the middle of the lagoon there, as we're fucking. And I see myself just fucking the shit out of her, and her being so enraptured with me and how good I know I can fuck her, that she is having orgasm after orgasm after orgasm and just squirting her pussy juices all over me. Like, I imagine that. That's something that I'm working towards. This is real for me. This is my vision. This is what I want out of my life. And I see myself eventually having that amazing girlfriend, that perfect girlfriend that understands me, that I understand. So it's not just sex, it's so much deeper than that, but also ridiculous, amazing sex. And I see myself having kids, and I see myself having kids that I know how to raise, kids that can be proud of what I have accomplished, kids that I can support, kids who I can impart with knowledge that can then go off and be successful and be happy in their own lives. And aside from my personal life, that's really not important. What I really see is the influence that I can potentially have on the world. That is what I see. That is my vision. That is what I'm fighting for. I picture myself writing books. I picture myself on television. I picture myself with a million subscribers on YouTube. I picture myself with millions of dollars coming into my bank account every year, without me doing anything, because I've already generated more value than people could ever repay me for. And I see myself getting emails, getting flooded with emails from people that want help, that give me feedback and give me testimonials based on the videos that they've watched and the material for me that they've read, and that has had a profound impact on their life. And I just imagine myself talking to these people. I imagine myself talking with them on the phone. I imagine myself meeting them in person, bumping into them randomly on the street or at some seminar that I'm running. And I see myself just talking to this person. I see this person standing in front of me and breaking down in tears because of how powerful some of these ideas were that I was able to share and how much insight I was able to get into my videos. And that insight was able to trigger something that was not triggered by any other human being in that person. And for some reason or another, that did it. That was the spark that changed that person's life. And maybe now they have started an amazing, profitable business. Or maybe now they're no longer depressed. Or maybe now they're no longer having panic attacks. Or maybe now they have that amazing relationship that they want that they couldn't get before. Or now they just feel good about themselves, and they no longer beat themselves up, and they're no longer negative all the time, and they no longer see themselves as a victim. Like, I picture that in my mind. For me, this is very real. This is something that is worth fighting for. This is what's meaningful to me. This is really my vision. I picture myself standing in front of an audience of 1,000 people, 10,000 people, delivering my message, my material, my wisdom, my thoughts, without any filters, without any bullshit, exactly the way that I want to deliver it, without selling out, without caring about who I offend, without caring about what kind of words I use or what kind of mistakes I make while I'm speaking, but delivering that speech so powerfully that audience is moved to transform their life. That's what I picture. That's what I'm fighting for. That's what I'm working for. That's what gets me juiced up. That is my vision. But I also think about all this, and I have flashes of this. And there are moments in my day, moments in my week, that I am totally synced. I'm totally on board. I totally see it. I'm jazzed up. I'm excited. Nothing worries me at all. But then there's all those other times. All those other times when I know that my greatest enemy is me. And I've done enough study. I've seen enough examples. I've interacted with enough amazing people out there, successful people, that I know that I have no excuses. That I cannot play the victim anymore because I know better. I used to play the victim, and I still play the victim, but I know that I can't anymore because I know better. I can, but I know that I'm lying to myself. So I know that the only true obstacle between me and getting there is me, my lowest self. I know that I'm going to have to give it my all. I know that I'm going to have to fight for it. I know that I'm going to have to bleed for it. I know that I'm going to have to cry and spill tears and blood for it, because I cannot do this with who I am right now. I can't do it. How can I do it? I have too many fears. I'm a fucking coward. I fear about lack of money. I fear about getting rejected. I fear about somebody posting a stupid comment. I fear about people not wanting to hear my message. I fear about not being able to take care of my family and the obligations that I'm not fulfilling there. I fear about the fact that I'm just preaching and that none of this will resonate with anybody, and that all I'm going to become is a charlatan because I'm going to preach and I'm not going to practice, and that I'm not going to have the courage to go out there and do the things that I know I need to do. Because deep down I know that who I am right now is not who I need to be in line with that vision. Not even close. Not even by a long shot. I'm not even 1% there. And it's all about my psychology. It's all about how I have to grow. And right now, I have way too many fears, way too many excuses holding me back. I have to fight. I have to fight because the world will take my dream, will take my vision from me, and tear it to little fucking pieces. And it will laugh at me. And it's not even going to be the world, but it's going to be myself, my lower self. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen if I don't stay vigilant. That's what's going to happen if I don't push myself. And my ego, if I keep holding on to this ego, this massive ego that I have, if I think that I can get from here to there with this fucking ego, there's no chance in hell. It's like I'm trying to fit through a little hole like this, this big, and that little hole is far out there, and I'm trying to fit this huge ball of bullshit through that hole that needs to come along with me. And it's not going to work. And it's going to take a trial by fire to burn that shit out of my system. Burn all the impurities out of my system so that that's all gone. And layer by layer, I'm going to peel that ego off, and I'm going to move closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to my vision. And it's going to be hard, because every time that layer of ego is peeled off, I'm going to feel like quitting. And I know I'm going to feel like quitting. I'm going to feel like being lazy, not waking up in the morning, not doing the work that I got to do, not following through on the principles that I need to follow through on. I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to be my lower self, and I'm going to sell out. And you know how I know this? Because I've done this, and I'm doing it right now. I know what it means to sell out. Selling your soul to the fucking devil. This is what everyone is doing. This is what I'm fighting against. But it's the same problem that I'm facing. I'm fighting against this problem, first and foremost, myself. I have to figure out how to stop selling my soul to the fucking devil. I've done it for too long. The devil has taken so much from me. I've wasted so many fucking years doing stupid, petty shit when life is so short. The miracle of life. I should be looking towards the higher values. I should be living up to my full excellence. Why am I not doing that? Why am I not doing that? the world is going to want to take my fucking heart. And it's going to want to stomp all over my vision. And it's not just going to let me have it. I am not going to let me have it. Because right now, that vision is like this little sparkle in this giant sea of shit that I have to wade through. That sea of shit. I'm not going to let the devil take my fucking heart. I'm not going to let my lower self dictate the way I'm going to run my life. I'm not going to be a fucking coward. And I don't care what it takes. It doesn't matter what it takes. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Tell me what it takes. I'm going to do it. What do I need to do? Do I need to work 24/7? Do I need to give up something in my life? What do I need to give up? Do I need to give up shallow pretensions? Do I need to humble myself in front of a crowd? Do I need to humiliate myself? Do I need to subject myself to public humiliation? Do I need to make myself bleed? What do I need to do? Do I need to give all my money away? I don't care what it takes, because I'm tired of living this fucking mediocre life where I'm living less than I know that I should, than I can. I'm tired of that. And it's sad to me that I am doing the exact same thing that I am fighting against. I want all of you to not do that in your life. I want you to stop selling out. But I'm the one that's selling out more than anyone. I am too petty to live up to my dreams right now. Too petty. And if I keep going on the trajectory that I'm going at, I'm not going to get there. There has to be something more. I have to give it everything. I have to be all in. I'm not going to allow myself to sell out again. I'm not going to fucking sell out. It's too fucking painful. It's too fucking stupid. Why am I doing this? Because I'm afraid? Because I'm afraid that I'll get humiliated? I'm afraid that I'm going to get rejected? I'm afraid that I'm going to end up poor on the street with no money? This is my only chance. This is my only life. And I've already lived a third of it. If I'm lucky, I only have about two-thirds left. And the last third of it is probably going to be limited because of physical ailments. So I'm really in the second third right now, and this is my chance. If I'm going to make it happen, I have to make it happen now. And this pettiness needs to stop now. This living for money needs to stop now. This living for approval and comfort needs to stop right fucking now. This complaining and excuse making, this victimization mindset, blaming other people, having a big ego, not taking responsibility for not taking the right fucking action that I know that I need to take, not reading the books that I know that I need to be reading, not shooting as many videos as I know I need to be shooting, not doing as much contemplation and meditation as I know I need to be doing, not going out and giving enough speeches as I know I need to be doing, not doing the marketing work that I know I need to be fucking doing, not going to the gym as regularly and consistently and as hard as I know I should be doing, not eating as clean as I should be, not going out and hitting on women the way I need to be a full fucking man. This needs to stop. I need to start doing this now. I am not going to let the fucking world take my heart. You can take everything from me, but you cannot take my fucking heart. In fact, you will take everything from me. And all that will remain is my fucking heart. And that fucking heart you cannot take from me until you kill me. And I don't care. I will accomplish what I set out to fucking accomplish. And the only way you can stop me is if you kill me. Because everything else you do is only going to make me stronger. It's just going to rip off layer after layer of that ego, and it's getting me closer to my heart. And when I get to the bottom of it, that's when I know that I'm going to have the impact that I want to have. Because I cannot have that impact the way that I think right now, the way that I live my life right now. It's not going to happen. And I'm not willing to tolerate that. I've tolerated settling for mediocrity for far too fucking long. And I refuse to live the rest of my life settling. I will live the rest of my life as an example. And I will live the rest of my life living up to values that everyone should be living up to. This is where humanity is going. It's going from pettiness to consciousness. And I need to be at the forefront of that. This is my fucking time. This is my fucking chance. This is my fucking vision. And I'm willing to bleed for it. I'm willing to die for it. I'm willing to do whatever it takes.